Helen, welcome back to the three R's: reset, refocus, and what?
Renew.
Oh, look, I love doing this with you. It's so much fun. We talk about lots of life issues, life skills, and creating that simplicity. What are we going to be talking about today, Helen?
Absolutely, Fane. Yes, I love working with you and doing these podcasts as well. Have a nice laugh. We are talking about the power of tweaking to reset your goals, your lifestyle, but where you're at. The power of tweaking to reset and refocus.
And that means that, we talked about morning routines and prioritizing your projects, and now looking at tweaking and resetting things so that it works for you. Is that how tweaking and resetting works, Helen?
Well, it does. I suppose a step prior to that is if I can give you an example of someone in clinic last week. They reconnected with the clinic. They were struggling with their weight, and the doctor said, "Oh, Mary's going to come and have a chat." Helen went, "Yep, awesome." And you can see the look of fear on her face when they see, "Oh, geez, dietitian, that equals pain." Pain being, I need to make so many changes. I know what I need to do, but it's just life is too hard. But
Oh.
trying to just completely do a 360, change everything in their lifestyle.
Oh.
So you know what? It's too hard to even get started.
So they don't start, do they?
Correct. They don't start whatsoever. I just said to her, I can see her facial expression of relief as we talk. No problem, I said. Well, just look at what you're doing, tweak a little things, and we'll reset. And she went, oh, okay. Because a tweak could be the mindset and the power of having a morning routine. I made this statement to a client yesterday, and her eyes boggled out of her head. And I said, it's 95% mindset and 5% strategy to achieve the goal. And her eyes just went, oh, and she had real big struggles with the mindset, lots of history. And that's what I mean by here. We've been focusing this month on the mindset, the habits, the
Routines, morning
routine,
routines.
prioritizing, they are tweaks.
Yes.
It's at the power of compound effect of a tweak.
A small change.
A small change that you
Yeah.
will focus on for this week, master it and add on.
Yes.
That's enough to reset because it gives you an awesome sense of, oh, I've got my mojo. Oh, this is doable. So it's
Or
exciting. Yes.
I've done it. So what else can I do? Because when you do that and you give them the opportunity, particularly with what you do, Helen, is giving people changing their perspective, changing their mindset, changing their thought processes. Instead of doing everything at once, you can do a little at a time, chunk it down, chunk it down, chunk it down. And it doesn't have to happen all at once, does it?
No. The simple thing of being accountable to someone, having a call every 2 or 3 days just to see how you're going, will help you tweak something in your lifestyle. It's a once a week catching up with a friend to go for a walk or committing to an exercise class. I'm getting into Pilates the last few months. Once you book in, you book in.
Yes, you've committed.
You've committed.
And that tweak is a commitment to you. It's not to anyone else. You're doing this for you so that you can feel good about who you are, so that then once you have the energy and the mindset to take care of you, be kind to you by tweaking, chunking, chunking, you can then have the energy to be able to do and prioritize and do things for others and say yes when you want to and say no when you don't want to or don't have the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did a presentation last Thursday and it was about general nutrition. There was a lady who I then bumped into at a meeting on Tuesday. And she said, oh, you know, I'm perimenopausal. What can I do? And I said, well, there's not one magic thing that you can do. It's an accumulation of multiple little things. And when you consistently do it, you will get results. And that's what I've done from the age of 47, now nearly 52. You don't have to get bigger the older you get. You can refine it by tweaking it and adjusting things, adding on when things plateau with your weight or your health, adjust it again. Okay, I'm ready for the next tweak. I'm ready for the next tweak. So if you feel great, if your lifestyle makes you feel energized, you feel more balanced, then you'll keep going. And that's the game of the consistency of constant tweaks.
Yeah. And how much better do you feel about yourself? And it's not about anyone else. It's about you and how you feel about you. It's not about thinking about being judged or anything like that. And if you have that extra bit of weight and you deal in that area all the time, Helen, I don't. But I know how I feel when I put on that extra kilo, and I might say, oh, I feel a bit fat, or I feel a bit, but that's me. I can take control of that and tweak it and deal with it because I know I can do that.
And it's, sorry, Faye.
No.
And it's important to you.
Yes,
it's
it
for
is.
you, not for anyone else.
No,
so
no,
when
it's
everything's for you, and we're not being selfish.
No.
But with our health, we have to do it for us.
And there's one thing I want to say is that, you know, when you have a health issue or a weight issue or a stress issue of some sort, I think you have to sit back and reflect on what it actually is. Remove the emotion from it, which is easy to say but hard to do. Remove the emotion and take a look at the situation and say, well, okay, what do I need to do to take care of this? One tweak, one chunk at a time, and it's not being selfish, it's taking control, because you cannot allow someone else to take control of your life or your health and your well-being. You need certain people in your life to do certain things, but it's your responsibility to take control of your life and how you feel.
Absolutely true. And when you do, that allows you to go through the three R's that we always talk about.
And what are they, Helen?
For you to reset as you need, to refocus, and then
renew. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Thanks, Helen. I think that's a wrap. What do you reckon?
Sounds great. Have an awesome week and talk soon.
Bye for now.